invites you to make them your jeweler. And you'll soon discover why so many like you now shop Reed's. From their award-winning staff to their impressive selection of jewelry to their customer-friendly financing, Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, invites you to join the thousands of customers who have started a relationship with them. We'd love to see you. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
You're scared. You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Someone suggests to you debt consolidation, combining them all in one payment. Can you really afford that? Is there something else you can do? Call me and see if bankruptcy can help you. Call me, Robert King. Together, we will look for a thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the bankruptcy code.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Tackle a day like a tiger when you've slept like a baby on a custom mattress from Engineered Sleep. Trust and quality are what has made them so successful. They are a true direct-to-consumer business, making all their mattresses at 627 Congaree Road, and can handle any special request or custom order. And customers know that if their mattress isn't just right, Engineered Sleep will take care of them and leave them sleeping comfortably. Call 866-244-0898 or online at engineeredsleep.com.
Tip to the Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar, live from the Peaks, joined by John Haidt. Encourage you to come out and see us this afternoon and this evening. We'll have a big group out here tonight watching the NFL game. There's only one college game tonight, Tulsa and Temple. It's sort of hard to judge either one of those teams based on what they've done so far. Temple's been all over the board. They need to stop scheduling Villanova first thing. Villanova gives them trouble every time they play them. But one of the more surprising games of the year was the Temple game at Maryland. Maryland had looked great in their two games, beat Texas, ran the ball all over them, beat Bowling Green, did the same thing to them, won like 49-14, and then surprisingly struggled against Temple. And the reason is because Temple came up with a schematic answer to what Maryland is doing. And now it's going to be interesting whether people copy that. We'll get into that in a minute. Let me get to Joe on the Northland Communication phone lines first. Joe, how are you?
How's it going, Walt?
Hey, Joe. How about that Lane Kiffin story?
Hey, you got to do what you got to do, Walt. If that's the worst thing he's doing now, that's all right with me, to be honest. I was going to ask before I get to the college football stuff, did you see all that stuff about Mark Cuban today? I mean, it was pretty rough.
I'm not sure what you mean.
The findings with the NBA.
The only thing that I know, I have not seen anything specific with Mark Cuban today, unless there was new information released. The last I knew, you know, he had basically agreed to pay $10 million to women's related causes. What are you talking about?
I didn't realize how bad that situation was, as far as that he wasn't really implicated, that he knew exactly what everything was going on, but after reading some of the stuff that went on, I've got to admit, I've lost a lot of respect for the man. I liked him before, but I don't know now. I mean, that was pretty rough stuff.
I've never cared for the guy. I think he's a rich clown. But other than that, I'm not saying that I don't have some respect for his business acumen. I mean, obviously he has business knowledge and that type of stuff. But, you know, here's the thing. To me, this $10 million donation stuff, I think it's meaningless. I mean, I don't think it's hitting him at all. I mean, it's a tax write-off for him at the end of the year. So, to me, I don't think that you penalized him or that organization at all in any meaningful way.
Yeah, and you really need to, in my mind, suspend him for the year or 6 months for it to really do anything.
Look, I don't care whether he knew or he didn't know. You know, it's one of these things. You're the guy in charge. If you didn't know, then you're dumb. And if you did know, then you're complicit.
Yeah, and in the corporate world, if that stuff went on, you'd be fired immediately. And that stuff was investigated in 1998, and they did nothing. For 20 years, they did nothing. I think maybe all these owners seem apparently like creeps, apparently. As far as the college football goes, Walt, I wouldn't be too surprised if Wake Forest straight up beats Notre Dame this weekend. I think the game is in Winston-Salem.
It is.
I just don't think Notre Dame's very good. They've had red zone problems at home against Ball State. And I think Wake Forest can score. I just don't believe Notre Dame's a top 10 team. I think it's ludicrous to say that they're number 6 in the country. I think Mississippi State would beat the brakes off of them anywhere.
Let me mention this, and I'll get into more of this game later. I took Notre Dame, but in the contest, because I had to pick somebody, but I'm not at all certain of that. In fact, I think everything you're saying is 100% accurate. Notre Dame can't throw a forward pass. I mean, they can't throw a forward pass. The only question I have really about that game is Sam Hartman's turnovers. If he limits his turnovers, then I think Wake can absolutely win the game. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you the most underrated element of Wake Forest. They have two hammers at running back. I mean, hammers at running back.
I mean, they almost had three 100 yards rushers against Boston College, and Boston College is pretty salty on defense.
Yeah.
But one thing about Notre Dame, and I always kind of wondered this, Walt, and we've talked off air, I used to like Notre Dame in a way like 10, 15 years ago. Do you think it's just the fact that they're an academic institution that they can't recruit these high-level athletes?
I think it's the fact that they're in Indiana. I think if you could pick up Notre Dame and like move it to South Florida, then maybe you'd have something. But I mean, who the hell wants to go play in Indiana? I mean, I don't even want to visit Indiana. Let alone play there. I don't even want to visit there.
Hey,
I mean, other than basketball, if I learned tomorrow that we had gone back to 49 states and dropped Indiana, I'd be okay.
Well,
I dropped California while I was at it, too. Make it an even number.
could just be missing a bunch of corn and farmland.
That's right.
But
that's right.
One last thing, Walt. You know, I get what you're saying about Missouri, and I respect Locke, but at the end of the day, that offensive line is just going to have their way with Missouri. I think that offensive line is the top five in America, and I just don't see it. I mean, even if they were able to stop the run, let's say, for five series, right, Fromm is completing 80% of his passes. 80%. That's pretty tough, but appreciate it, Walt.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate the call. Look, I will see. I mean, my belief is that Georgia is going to do damage to Missouri offensively, but I just think Missouri is going to damage them too. I just don't see that Georgia defense stopping this Missouri offense. I just don't. I think this game is going to be surprisingly close and higher scoring, and we'll see how it plays out. Let's get back to the college football, the Carolina Alliance Bank college football pick'em contest. And, you know, by the way, Ramona, John writes, "Walt, I really admire your knowledge and dedication to the show, but I'm pulling for Ramona in the pick'em contest."
Oh,
smack-talking Ramona just adds to the show. It does. Yeah, it does. Yeah, no question it does. Yep. We need more of that. I mean, the funniest exchange is probably show history between Ramona and Kwok last week. It's just hysterical stuff. And listen, there's an element, you know, look, I decided I need to pay more attention to this thing this year, but there's an element of these games that they come down to one play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they come down to these pick'em type games. Sometimes they go your way, sometimes they don't. You know, it's the way it goes. And I think I just think that this week's slate of games is virtually impossible. I mean, I will be stunned if anyone picks more than 8 right, because I think you're going to see an incredible disparity of selections this week, too. So, all right, let's get back to it, Ramona.
Okay.
And game two is...
Yeah, we only did one. We're at Notre Dame at Wake Forest.
I thought you said that's game two, Notre Dame and Wake Forest?
Yeah. Notre Dame is a 7-point favorite, but I took Wake Forest because I think, again, it's like USC. I think that Vegas likes Notre Dame no matter what happens.
See, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
So, through two picks, we don't agree on either game. And again, I think what Joe said is fundamentally right. I don't like Notre Dame. I thought they'd go under the total number this year. I haven't liked anything I've seen from them this year. They cannot throw a forward pass.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I forget which coach it was who talked about how good their receivers were. I think it was Derek Mason. It was Derek Mason who talked about how good Notre Dame's receivers were. It's irrelevant. Wimbush can't throw a forward pass. So it's absolutely irrelevant. I mean, you know, they could have Jerry Rice and Randy Moss out there. It's irrelevant. He can't throw a forward pass. You know, the funny thing is, the only team that Wimbush has really thrown the ball effectively against was who?
Was it Michigan?
Wake Forest a year ago.
That's right.
It was a shootout at Notre Dame. Notre Dame won like 48-38 or something like that.
I think so, yeah. 48-37.
And I think you're going to see points scored again. And Wake has balance. Sam Hartman is a talent, and what people don't realize, he's a really good runner, too.
Mm-hmm.
He can run the ball, and they have two hammers at tailback. You know, I'm not even sure the right team's favored in the game. I picked Notre Dame only for one reason. It's because so far, Sam Hartman has been turnover prone. And I just don't think you can give the ball away 2-3 times a game at that position and win. Now, Wake is trying to do that anyway. If he plays a turnover-free game, Wake's going to beat Notre Dame. So, I think that's the question. All right, Ramona, so you have Wake. All right, John, who do you have?
I had all of these great points to make about Wake Forest,
well,
and then
them.
Joe called in, and Joe made all my points. So, based off what Joe said, I'm going to take Wake Forest.
Well, what were your points?
I I don't think Notre Dame is all that good. I think Notre Dame, I mean, yeah, everyone's giving them all this credit for beating Michigan, but Michigan's not very good either. They probably should have lost last week to Vanderbilt, and I like Hartman. I like the running attack that Wake Forest has, and I just like Wake Forest. I like what I've seen out of them more. I think they've shown more life of a explosive offense than Notre Dame has so far this year.
How about this, Ramona? Through two games, you two are in agreement, and I'm opposed to both of you.
I got that right here.
So something's going to change this week, one way or another. Of course, we could wind up splitting them all, and you know everybody can have like a 6-5 type week. All right, what do you have next?
The next game is Minnesota at Maryland. Maryland was a 1.5-point favorite, but I took Minnesota because it was so close. I think I looked at the wins and losses. I'm thinking Minnesota has won more than Maryland.
Yeah, Minnesota also hasn't left home yet either. They've played all their games in the cozy confines of their stadium. All right, so you went Minnesota because...
Like I said, it was close. It's 1.5-point. Maryland's a 1.5-point favorite, but that's so close, so I went and checked the games. And I think Minnesota has won more games than Maryland, as I remember.
Right. Minnesota's unbeaten. Their best opponent was Fresno State at home. Maryland beat the likes of Texas at home, beat Bowling Green, lost to Temple. All right, John. Thoughts?
I am taking Maryland. I think they showed a lot of... I think Matt Canada showed how Maryland can be explosive against Texas and against Bowling Green. They slipped up last week against Temple. I think they rebound well at home, and I think Maryland wins.
All right. I think those are viable suggestions, legitimate reasons. I'll tell you about Simmons Mattress Outlet, and then I'll tell you who I picked in that game and why on the other side. Simmons Mattress Outlet, World of Sleep, in the old Walmart building in Seneca. 13,000 mattresses from which to choose. There's something for absolutely everybody, every configuration, even memory foam, including Serta and Beautyrest. The selection is unparalleled. Sleep has never been more affordable or more attainable. Get to the Simmons Mattress Outlet, World of Sleep, in the old Walmart building today. Start enjoying a better night's sleep. Start being more productive at work. Start being more civil at home. Sleep impacts, or lack thereof, impacts every element of your life. And again, how many letters have we received from people about Simmons? I mean, they're just endless. Right. Stop suffering. Sleep is here and affordable. Get to the Simmons Mattress Outlet, World of Sleep. Up to 75% off. Mention you heard it here. They throw in the box spring free. It can't get any better than that. Come see us, Road Rage at Twin Peaks. We'll be right back.
Hey, Clemson fans. 2018 Clemson women's basketball season ticket packages are now on sale. Join new head coach Amanda Butler in her first year at the helm. Tickets are only $60, or add them on to your men's basketball season tickets for just $20. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON. And we'll see you in Little John Coliseum.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
It's officially football season. Fall is right around the corner, and it's the perfect time to invest in a new comfy mattress. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca features both Beautyrest and Serta brands and has the largest stock and lowest prices around. Stop in, lay around, and the outlet's experienced staff will guide you in finding your new mattress today. Open 7 days a week. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A.
Don't just watch the games this weekend, make money on them. Get in the action at mybookie.ag and cash in on your winning picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports book that hooks you up for all your betting needs. NFL, college football, playoff baseball, and more. MyBookie has the best odds and action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand. They've even got beautiful live dealers dealing your cards in real time. And when you score that big win, MyBookie has you covered with the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code RADIO and they'll double your money on your first deposit. You can also sign up online right on your phone. Just visit MyBookie.ag today. That's MyBookie.ag or call 844-900-BETS. Play, win, get paid.
Do you have a love-hate relationship with your credit card? You love the freedom and convenience the credit card gives you, but you hate the high interest rates? And let's face it, they're high. 17, 18, even 20% APR? That's pretty outrageous. But with LightStream's credit card consolidation loan, rather than throwing your money away on high interest payments, you can get a much lower rate, as low as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. And today, if you want an even lower rate, apply at lightstream.com/radio for a special discount. Plus, with LightStream, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your rates won't budge. They'll stay low. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, which means you can pay off your credit card and start paying an interest rate you can really love, thanks to LightStream.
Ready to start saving? Apply now at lightstream.com/radio. That's right. Get your extra discount by applying today at lightstream.com/radio. That's lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Hey, this is Mark Griffin. Many of you know me from Griffin Property Solutions. After 5 years, I'm proud to announce that Griffin is partnered with Sperry Commercial Global Affiliates. The business landscape is constantly evolving, and so are the dynamics of commercial real estate. We offer local knowledge combined with a state-of-the-art global commercial network, leaving no stone unturned. We call it local reach on a global scale. Call us at 315-3734 or visit us at griffinpartnerssc.com. Go Tigers!
Before any vehicle can be called an Anderson Ford Certified Pre-Owned, it must pass a stringent 172-point inspection by their factory-trained techs. An Anderson Ford Certified Pre-Owned ensures your satisfaction with its extended warranty, roadside assistance, and vehicle history report. Buy your Anderson Ford Certified Pre-Owned with confidence from the supreme team at Anderson Ford. Exit 19 on Clemson Boulevard. Anderson Ford. Online at andersonfordsc.com.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Steptula on 105.5 The Roar.
The whole world gone crazy!
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
To the Red Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar, live from Twin Peaks. Come on out and see us this afternoon, this evening. We'll be hanging out watching the game. Lots to get to. Right now, we're talking about the Carolina Bank Alliance You Pick'em contest late games and breaking them down. A little later today, I will offer you some NFL power ratings, assuming we have time, which I expect to. All right, Ramona, we left off with Minnesota and Maryland. You had picked Minnesota. John had picked Maryland, and I hadn't offered anything as yet.
Right.
I think it's a really difficult game to project, and I can see this game going either way. Last year, Maryland went into Minnesota, and I think upset them in this game. Maryland has a really good running game. A really good running game. They have talented backs. It's a really good running football team. Minnesota right now is ranked in the top 10 nationally in rush defense and has been very good at stoning the run. And so therein lies the game to me. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, the real question is going to be, is, can Kasim Hill throw a forward pass? Against Temple, Temple said you can't. Temple said, we don't think you can throw a forward pass. And so they loaded the box. They showed him a lot of different looks. They basically stoned much of Maryland's run game. They put the game on Hill. They said, we dare you to beat us, and he couldn't do it. I think the question is, what did Minnesota learn from that? They're already good at stopping the run. And to what extent? Now, the funny thing is, Hill actually threw the ball pretty well against Minnesota a year ago. He's going to have to do that to win the game. The concern for Minnesota is you have a freshman quarterback who's a walk-on, actually. You have a walk-on freshman quarterback, and you have a freshman running back because of an injured senior. So you're talking about your two most important offensive skill position players are both true freshmen, and you're going on the road to play at Maryland. I think so far so good for Minnesota, but they've all been at home. And so I think that's the question. I think the question is, can they handle that? I picked Minnesota in part because I think they learned something in watching Temple play this Maryland team last week. I think they're going to challenge Maryland to throw the football. And if Maryland can throw it successfully, they'll win. If they can't, they'll lose. And Minnesota sort of owes them one from last year. So I went Minnesota. So far, John, you and I disagree on all three games. All right, Ramona, game number four of the 11-game Carolina Alliance Bank You Pick'em contest.
The next game is Louisville at Virginia. And Virginia is a 4.5 favorite. So I went in and took Virginia in this case. I went with the spread.
All right, John.
I am taking Virginia. I think Louisville's offense is way worse than people thought it could be. The fact that he's already moving on from Juwan Pass obviously bears some concern that you're just a few weeks in. And because of that, I'm going to take Virginia as well. I think Louisville's just in too much of flux to go into Charlottesville and get the win, which is a sentence I never thought I would say. But that's where we are.
You know, it was just a couple weeks ago that Bronco Mendenhall said something like he has only 20 Power 5 level players on the team, which, you know, it's not a good thing. And I don't necessarily think he was lying. I don't think Virginia's very good. But I don't know that Louisville can do anything except at the quarterback position, where, as you indicated, they've already pulled the plug on pass, as I mentioned on the show the other day, and have already made a quarterback change. I wrote that on Twitter, too. I don't think Louisville has any idea what they are right now. I think, at the least, Virginia has some idea what they are. And, you know, Virginia hasn't stopped much, and so there will probably be some points scored in this game. But I think Virginia can run the football, and I think they can have a little bit of balance. I'm just not sure that Louisville can. I mean, I think Louisville's whole run game right now is their quarterback, and I just don't think that's enough. I think Virginia is actually the better team here, and I think Virginia will win as well. So I guess we were all in agreement on that particular game. All right, what else do you have?
The next game is TCU at Texas, and I took TCU. TCU is a 3-point favorite.
All right, John.
I'm taking TCU. I really liked what I saw out of them last Saturday against Ohio State. I think Sean Robinson, a quarterback, is the real deal for that offense. I don't feel very good about Texas. I'm not one of these people that thinks Texas is back or remotely close to it. So I'm going to take TCU, and I think that it's going to be more than the 3-point spread.
Yeah, I mean, I think the question is, what is Texas? I mean, here's what happened when Texas beat USC. Todd Orlando, who is a guy who loves to blitz, sacked Lamar Jackson 11 times when he was DC at Houston. He brought everybody to go get a freshman quarterback. Daniels drove him down the first time. After that, Orlando wasn't having any of that. He brought the house to go get Daniels, and it was very effective. The problem is that TCU, that's not who TCU is. Robinson looks like he's going to be one of the big stars in college football in the very near future. And the very near future might be here right now. I'm a little concerned that TCU just came off this big emotional game in which they gave everything they had. And in a game that was nationally viewed. And I'm a little concerned how they rebound from that and what type of impetus Texas gets from their performance against USC. But here's the thing. These two teams play every year, and the last, like, 4 years, TCU's, they win this game by, like, 30 points.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, if Texas has given you anything in the last few years to show that they can compete in any way, Gary Patterson loves posterizing Texas. It's good for his business. And until I see some evidence that Texas can no longer be posterized, as far as I'm concerned, they're the team that lost to Maryland in consecutive years. So I just don't see it. I think TCU's better. I think they're way better coached. Way better coached. The only coach I like at Texas is Orlando. I mean, I have a lot of respect for Todd Orlando. I have virtually none for Herman. None. I think he's... Herman may be the most overrated coach in all of America right now. So I also took TCU. All right, that was game one.
You took TCU?
Yeah, that was game what, four?
Five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right.
The next game is South Carolina at Vanderbilt. And South Carolina is a 2-point favorite. And I took South Carolina. I just thought I'd give him a chance.
Oh, so you were being kind. Philanthropic.
Well, I don't know about Vanderbilt.
Charity
so,
begins it.
You know, I mean, I'm hoping that they'll win.
Well, I mean, we've talked about this game at length early in the show. John, thoughts?
I'm taking Vanderbilt. I think we talked about this at length earlier. My biggest breakdown for this game is you look at the two different quarterbacks. I like Locke significantly more than I like Jake Bentley. And for that, Shermer. Sorry, Georgia, Missouri got me all confused here. I like Shermer more than Bentley. I'm going to take Vanderbilt.
I think the question here is which team can run the ball. I think both quarterbacks will have some success. I mean, I would think both would play well in this football game. I think the key is which of these teams can run the football. Vanderbilt's been pretty good thus far out of the box, but, you know, Turner of South Carolina rushed for 130 yards or so on Vanderbilt last year, and I think that's still the sticking point here. Look, this game's been really close the last couple of years, and I would be surprised if it's not really close this time. But the bottom line for me in picking this game is two things. One, I was wrong last time I picked Vanderbilt there. I mean, actually, it's three things now. Because Vanderbilt choked on a field goal and cost me 2 years ago in the same contest. And so they'll probably get me on the backside this time, going the opposite way. But my issues here are, I guess I believe in South Carolina's running game a little bit more than I believe in Vanderbilt's, based on the recent happenings in this series. And then the other thing is this. South Carolina has beaten Vanderbilt 9 times in a row. Until Vandy proves that they can end that scheme. And, you know, people said that about Florida, Kentucky, and, of course, that ended a couple weeks ago. So that's not a guarantee of anything, but it's an object in motion that I'm not willing to go against again. I got burned on it before. I'll just wait and see this time. If Vandy wins, so be it. I took South Carolina. I think it's a close game. I think it's 27-24, something of that sort. I think both teams will score some points, and it'll be a very tight game. All right, Ramona, who's up next?
Okay, the next game is NC State at Marshall, and NC State is a 5-point favorite, so I went ahead and took them NC State.
All right, John.
I'm going to take NC State as well. I don't know if Marshall has enough on the defensive side of the ball to stop Ryan Finley and company.
I'll tell you something. I picked NC State because I think you have to, and I think that my expectation is that 16 people are going to take NC State. I will not be shocked if when we come back Monday that 16 people are wrong.
I wouldn't be there.
This game has upset written all over it. It just does. Everyone thinks it's NC State except the money, because the spread keeps going down and down and down. And part of the reason is Marshall's a really tough place to play. Marshall has really good athletes. Marshall has a whole history of competing against teams like this, even back when Pruitt was the coach there. Does this Marshall football team have some questions? Yeah, but this is one of those games that it's like Georgia Tech going to play at South Florida. Why?
Right.
Why do you freaking schedule a team? South Florida, South Florida in like their last 35 games, they win almost every game they play.
Right.
Why? Look, I don't know when that game was scheduled, but why would you go and schedule? Why would you go to their building in 100-degree heat at the beginning of the year and play a noontime game? Just stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're NC State, why do you go play at Marshall? Marshall has a history. They wear it like a badge of honor. It's a proud school with a proud tradition of football. And they view, remember last week I said Fresno State's going to beat UCLA in part because they've been screwed over forever by the Pac-12,
mm-hmm.
and they relish the opportunity to get a shot at a Pac-12 school. The same deal. Marshall relishes a shot to get a school like NC State on their home field. I'm telling you right now, I don't think NC State's a great team. I think Finley's a really good player. I don't think they're a great team. I think that I picked them because I feel that I have to, based on contest strategy.
Mm-hmm.
But I, for one, will not be at all shocked if we come back on Monday and Marshall is beating NC State. I don't know why you go play this game if you're NC State, and I don't think NC State's that good.
Another thing for State to be worried about is, Marshall didn't get their big game against South Carolina last week.
Yeah.
So now they're probably even more fired up. This is their one shot against the big boy.
See, and that's what it is. And that type mm-hmm. of emotion, it matters. It mattered for Fresno State against UCLA. That game was at UCLA. You think Fresno State cares? Fresno State's been waiting for years for these schools like UCLA and USC to give them shots. And they've always played well every time they get one of those shots. Marshall has a similar history on the East Coast. So I feel that 16 people are going to pick NC State. I also feel there's a legitimate chance that all 16 of us will be wrong. All right, we'll hold over the next game. Let me tell you about Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail. Listen, you want real Italian food? There is no better Italian food than Joe's New York Pizza. It's right here in Clemson. It's the best part of all of it. Look, your meal starts with the garlic knots. They stuff them full of hot, melted, cheesy goodness. They serve it with the marinara sauce. It takes them 8 hours to make that sauce. Mangia. Trust me, you'll thank me later. You dip those garlic knots in that sauce. That is a meal unto itself. I would drive 2 hours just for that. And then that's before your meal even starts. The appetizers, the pepperoni twist platter, which is definitely a meal unto itself, the meatballs and marinara, and then you actually get to your entrees, like the Taste of Italy sampler platter, the chicken parm, which is unbelievable, the pizza, which is award-winning, the desserts, which are all homemade, with the exception of the cheesecake, have you tried the cheesecake, John?
Oh, it's unbelievable.
The cheesecake comes from the Carnegie Deli in New York, and it is the best cheesecake on earth. What's that other famous cheesecake company that I'm drawing a blank on from New York right now?
I'm drawing a blank, too. Carnegie Deli is the one on.
It's world famous, the other cheesecake company. I'm drawing a blank on it. And let me tell you something. I love that other place's cheesecake, the one I can't remember, which I'll remember as soon as we get a break. But as good as that is, trust me when I tell you this. That cheesecake at Joe's, that Carnegie Deli cheesecake, that is the greatest cheesecake on earth. I don't care. You may think your grandma makes great cheesecake. Listen, once you try the Joe's cheesecake, you're going to have to keep it on the down low. You won't be able to tell her because she doesn't. The Carnegie Deli does. It's at Joe's. They give you a huge piece of it. Go there today. Bring your friends. Bring your neighbors. You'll thank me later. Quick break. We're live at Twin Peaks. You can get it on the phone lines. 654-7627. We'll be right back.
It's football season, and emotions run high and hot. And it ain't all about the love. Embrace the hate and let it fly with the Hater Hotline. The Hater Hotline is open 24-7. Call the Hater Hotline, 864-986-6049. Then listen up during Out of Bounds every Monday for the Great of the Hate. The Hater Hotline, only on 105.5 The Roar. Sponsored by Bennett Equipment. If you need to rent it from Bennett.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Wait, you did not get a couple of quotes?
Should I? Did you get a couple of quotes?
Yes, replacing a garage door is a big deal.
At Built Right Garage Doors, we believe garage doors should demonstrate both durability and class. RCHI Accents Wood Tones garage doors are meticulously designed and manufactured using full-color digital imaging and insulated steel.
I'm calling Built Right.
Built Right 232-DOOR.
Built Right Garage Doors. Call 232-DOOR.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Tailgating Clemson Style, brought to you by Herb and Carol Tyler of Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. They don't want you to miss out on delicious trays of nuggets, strips, wraps, and the new chilled grilled chicken sub tray, all guaranteed to satisfy. Get gallons of sweet tea or lemonade and one-of-a-kind chocolate chunk cookies. Order early by going online at ilovechickfil-a.com or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson or Chick-fil-A of Seneca so you can tailgate Clemson Style.
There's no one like you, and this fall, Pandora Jewelry lets you show that to the world with over 150 rings to choose from, crafted from sterling silver, Pandora rose, or 14-karat gold. Now, Turner's carries the Pandora University charms so you can show your team spirit, and Turner's has the new Groove brand silicone tiger paw band and has the only selection of Levion in the tri-state area. It's all happening at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Center Place in Seneca or online at turnersjewelers.com. Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Here at The Roar, community means everything to us, and our friends at Carolina Alliance Bank feel the exact same way. They are the community bank you've been looking for. Whether it is business or personal banking needs, Carolina Alliance offers competitive low rates and the customer care you thought was a thing of the past. Convenient locations in Greenville, Easley, Powderville, and Anderson. They can help you meet your financial goals. Visit them online at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Carolina Alliance Bank, here for you every day. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Finding a player that is dedicated, hardworking, are super important to the football program. The same applies when hiring a realtor. If you're looking for a five-star recruit who cares about your needs, then call me, Jana Candler, with Berkshire Hathaway, Sedan Joiner, and the Totes team at 864-313-6990.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, sir, you're a genius.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt up to the Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar, live from Twin Peaks, 29-degree draft beer, beautiful women, 80 high-definition monitors, football tonight, Road Rage here. We'll be hanging out tonight. Come on out and hang out with the show. Lots to get to. You know, by the way, they have loaded tots now, too. The food here is the biggest shock of the whole deal. I don't care what you get. It's all good. It doesn't matter what you get here. All the food is good. So come out and experience it for yourself. Also, before we get going, let me tell you about MyBookie. MyBookie's been in business for years. Their rep is rock solid. 100% cash bonuses. So right off the bat, you're making money for doing nothing. They have the fastest payout. Seriously, just two business days. You know who's going to win, right? Lay down some cash, win big today. Look, I'd only recommend a service to my listeners that's been good. That's why I'm urging you to make your way to MyBookie. You win, they pay. They have in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business, and an all-new mobile site that makes wagering on the go a breeze. Join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to 100% bonus. Use promo code RADIO to activate your offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. In other words, the way it's supposed to work. All right, let's go back to the game. This is the Carolina Lions Bank You Pick 'em contest. What are we, like halfway through, Ramona?
I think so. I think we are. I'm encouraged. We're almost done, actually. You ready for the next one? Did you do NC State and Marshall?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm taking NC State, but I'm posting a warning that I wouldn't be shocked if all 16 people are wrong, because I don't think anyone's taking Marshall. I would be stunned if anyone took Marshall, but man, maybe I'll be wrong. I mean, there have been some surprising picks, but I'm telling you right now, if there's a game that all 16 people have wrong this week, I think it'll be that one. Let me tell you something. If I was like in fifth place right now, I'd be taking Marshall. I'd be looking to make up a game, mm-hmm. and I'd be taking Marshall. Go on.
Okay, well, then the next game is Florida at Tennessee. And Florida is a 4.5-point favorite, but I didn't take them because I think Vegas likes Florida also. I took Tennessee.
Wow. Ramona going anti-spread. Going off the reservation and taking Tennessee. What the heck's the matter with you? All right. John, bring some common sense to the conversation.
Unfortunately, I'm siding with Ramon on this one. I think this is I don't think it's that big of a win. Obviously, when you look at the talent level of the two teams, even though ESPN will claim that it is, I think this is the first quote-unquote big win for Jeremy Pruitt at his time at Tennessee. And Tennessee beats the Gators.
For what reason?
I've watched more Florida than I have Tennessee, and I don't like anything that I've seen out of Florida.
Well, I mean, what have you seen out of Tennessee that you liked? I mean, they got drilled by West Virginia, and they've played the Little Sisters of the Poor the last 2 weeks.
They have. I like Guarantano. He has a very high completion percentage. I think he's going to be smart and efficient with the football. I just like Guarantano over Felipe Franks or whoever Dan Mullen tries to roll out there to play quarterback. I'm just that unimpressed with what Florida's shown me thus far this year.
See, I think that in this pick contest, my belief was that this was going to be a very high Florida selection.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, that at least 10 people would take Florida. But if we're in the indication, that won't be the case because... And my biggest concern is I'm agreeing with both of you now.
You're taking Tennessee?
I am taking Tennessee,
wow.
The underdog. In part because of just my total disdain for Florida and all things Dan Mullen. I have no respect for him as a coach or a man. I think he's a piece of crap, and quite honestly. And I don't respect anything about him or his program. And I actually have more respect for Pruitt in Tennessee. Look who's here, Cincinnati Dave. Hey, here's the thing. When I look at those two football teams, I don't see much to separate them. Florida, Kentucky ran the ball almost at will on Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at the very least, I think Tennessee can do a decent job against the run. And I think Tennessee can run the ball enough on Florida to keep them honest. And then finally, there's this. many friggin' years can Tennessee lose this game on a Hail Mary pass? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, they lost again on a Hail Mary pass last year. I just think there comes a time where you can't lose on a Hail Mary. And I think this is the time. I just don't think Florida can win this game every single year via Hail Mary. I think it's impossible. Again, good seeing you guys. That's what we're talking about. I just don't think so. And so part of my thinking here is just almost like a law of averages. Mm-hmm. I mean, Tennessee has had really bad things happen to them. Remember when Will Grier a few years ago, when he was still at Florida, threw that 70-yard Hail Mary right. to beat Tennessee at the end? And then last year, Franks did the same thing on one of the most unbelievably, deeper than the deepest. The one thing you know you can't do, let anybody get behind you, and Tennessee did again. And Tennessee has a history of doing that. They did it in that Georgia game a few years ago, which actually came back and won. But I just think that you can't have one team lose by Hail Mary every year. So I think that Tennessee is going to win this game. And again, part of it may be my disdain for all things Dan Mullen. I mean, I think he's the most overrated coach. You know, I said that about somebody else earlier. Oh, Tom Herman. Well, put them both there. I just think they're both overrated. And I think overrated as a human being, too. The Jeffrey Simmons thing is never going to go out of my head. Never. Other people may forget it. Other people may move on from it. I will never forget that video. I will never forget pathetic Dan Mullen trying to excuse that video away. So because of that, I'm rooting for Tennessee. Let me go out and get a Tennessee cap.
There'll be a lot of Rocky Top playing at the Detula right. household exactly Saturday night.
I'm going to have to go buy it. Where do I go find that?
Elkmont.
I can find that at Elkmont?
I'm sure Lee can find you one.
Okay. Yeah. That's right. Lee is Mr. Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Go ahead, Ramon.
Okay, the next game on the list is, where'd I go?
Oh.
Michigan State at Indiana, and Michigan State is a 5-point favorite. And so I took Michigan State, but I don't know anything about Indiana anyway. So.
John.
I'm going to take Michigan State for Brian Lewerke. That's my reason. I don't know a ton about Indiana either. I know they're having a much better year than people thought they would at the beginning, but I just think Lewerke is too talented, and I think I'm shocked that they slipped up at Arizona State playing in that 110-degree heat in the middle of the night. I'm going to take Michigan State. I'm just like Lewerke and company.
Yeah, I am too. I think that my guess here as to how it will play out in the contest, I think 15 people will take Michigan State, but I think Kwok will take Indiana. Because,
you know, poor Kwok.
He's Mr.
Indiana.
He's Mr. Indiana, so I think it may be in his blood. Like, I'm interested to see whether Kelly takes Texas against TCU. Michigan State's just better than Indiana, period. Now, Michigan State doesn't blow people out. So, you know, I don't expect them to blow Indiana out necessarily. Wisconsin blows Indiana out every year they play.
Right.
Michigan State, you know, not so much. But I think Lewerke is the difference. Although, L.J. Scott's banged up for Michigan State. He's questionable in this game. So that's not a plus. Again, I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think it's going to be sort of an ugly game. But, you know, I'm left with no choice but to take Michigan State.
Okay, what did I do with my list? Oh, I keep moving my stuff. The next game is Wisconsin at Iowa, and it took Wisconsin. They're a 3-point favorite.
I'm going to take Wisconsin. I think that they are going to be very angry after the loss to BYU last week.
Wasn't the time to be angry, like, during the loss to BYU?
I agree with you. 100%. I agree with you.
I'm sort of having a little bit of fun with you, but yeah. Seriously, wouldn't the time to have been angry been, like, you know, around the third quarter?
100%.
Yeah,
they should have, but they decided not to get angry then, and I think that...
So now they're going to be angry.
I think Jonathan Taylor's going
to
be angry.
They lost to a bunch of 30-year-old Mormons.
Yes, they lost to a bunch of guys my age, and I think that I just think Jonathan Taylor has a big day riding the ball. Iowa's not an easy place to go win. I still think they have the coolest tradition in college football, waving at the kids. But
oh, it is. No.
It's without a doubt the coolest tradition. And I'm sorry, but I'm still going to take Jonathan Taylor in Wisconsin.
What's funny?
Okay, then, what are you taking?
Well, are you laughing at? I'm asking what you're laughing at.
I was laughing at this guy's my age comment. Who are you taking, Walt?
I took Iowa. You know, here's the thing. Every year in this game, I take Wisconsin, and with good reason. And Wisconsin won at Iowa 2 years ago, 17-9. Iowa's issue. If you ask me which of these teams has the most offense, which is generally the decider in today's college football, it's clearly Wisconsin. They by far have the most offense, especially with Jonathan Taylor. Iowa's only real weapon's a tight end. They're sort of backfield by committee. Their offensive line's pretty good. They can run the ball a little bit. They don't have much offense. You know, they want to control the game. But I'm taking Iowa for several reasons. Reason one is it's at home. Reason two is Iowa's run defense so far has been phenomenal. And I thought they would take a hit losing Josie Jewell, but their run D thus far has been incredible. Therefore, I think they can maybe take Taylor away. I mean, you're not going to limit him completely, but Hornibrook has not progressed. I thought he would have a good year. I thought he'd look better out of the gate. He still turned the ball over. And if Iowa can take Taylor away and put the game on Hornibrook, then I think they can win this game just on turnovers. I think they can win this game with defense and turnovers. This game is guaranteed to be low scoring and ugly as sin. I mean, that's what's going to happen. There's no question about that. But something tells me, oh, there's one other thing. I know you said Wisconsin's going to be angry and that's why you're going with them. Well, what is Wisconsin now, Ramona? Wisconsin is a team.
The place where they get cheese?
Yes, it's the place where they get cheap. Wisconsin is also a team now who falls in that category that I have described forever of a team that believes themselves to be a national championship contender.
Oh, yeah.
Off gotcha. Of their first loss, invariably flatlines the next game. It is not as people think. They lose almost every time. A team that is in that category, they lose like 90% of the time. So I considered those factors, and for those reasons, I picked Iowa. Now, I will say this. Wisconsin has everything to play for still, but they just lost to BYU. Their heads are still spinning. They are not. That's the problem here. And I'm just not sure that they've recovered. Meanwhile, Iowa is unbeaten. They've already beaten Iowa State. They're feeling great about themselves, and they get another chance at the Badgers. And right now, they may be the best run D in the country through the early part of the year. They stoned David Montgomery of Iowa State, held him like 40 yards on 20 carries. Taylor is better and more explosive than Montgomery. Wisconsin's offensive line is better than Iowa State's. But I still think that they may limit Taylor. Taylor may hit them for one big run, but I think they're going to put this game on Hornibrook. I think this issue of being off your first loss is a concern. I think Iowa's going to win this game like 17-14, something like that. I think the Hawkeyes pull the upset here. Walt Tip to the Road Rage, quick break.
Safe at home plate in the Priority One Security Studios. WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Do you love pets? How about helping Clemson Paw Partners? We're a nonprofit organization that cares about animal welfare, and we are in need of help. If you would like to help, go to clemsonpawpartners.org, and please be responsible. Spay and neuter your pets. Lack of doing so causes many pets to go unwanted and are in need of homes. Our mission is to improve animal welfare and decrease pet overpopulation in our community. Donations help low-income families with the cost of spay and neuter and other necessary medical treatments. Please follow us on Facebook at Clemson Paw Partners.
Welcome to Moe's!
You've hit the trifecta with Moe's new Three Amigos tacos. Start with corn tortillas, then carnitas, chicken, and steak. We finish them with fresh ingredients because it's one, two, three times a taco with the new Three Amigos tacos.
Welcome to Moe's!
Take a bowl,
and fill it with rice, beans, and other fresh ingredients like handcrafted guac, pico, and your choice of carnitas, chicken, or steak. Grab a fork or two, and you've got yourself a bowl made just for you. Welcome to Moe's.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville is the ultimate sports lodge you've been searching for. It's your local source for sports on wall-to-wall TVs and the most scenic views in the market. Everything on this fan favorite menu is made from scratch and guaranteed to please. Pair the new Nashville hot chicken sandwich with a local market brew served at a frosty 29 degrees by a beautiful Twin Peaks girl. Located on Woodruff Road in Greenville, Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.
Be the hottest tiger at your tailgate party when you go by Urban Nirvana. The best stylists, the best products make you look your best with ease. And guys, with all your honey buddy does, kids, school, work, why not surprise her with an Urban Nirvana gift certificate? It's so simple. Log on to urbannirvana.com, make your purchase, and print your gift certificate from your computer. So easy and so worth it. Look and feel like a tiger with Urban Nirvana. At MacBee Station and the shops at Green Ridge. Online at urbannirvana.com.
I'm Eddie Bennett. We're blessed with a strong economy. The upstate is growing with companies expanding, relocating, and adding employees. If you're turning dirt on a new project or an expansion, chances are you need equipment to help get the job done. With locations in Greenville and Spartanburg, as well as our newest location in Seneca, Bennett Equipment and Supply is your Takeuchi source. And we rent and sell all sorts of tools to get the job done. Remember, when you need to rent it from Bennett.
There's only one place just as excited as you are for football this year, and it's your favorite Clemson sports store, the Tiger Sports Shop. Come by and see us before the tailgate and make sure you're game day ready. The Tiger Sports Shop is the exclusive local Nike sideline apparel store that also features replica game day jerseys and Clemson Nike shoes. Locally owned and family operated, the Tiger Sports Shop is proud to be a part of your game day experience. Come by and see us at our newly renovated stores at 1102 Clemson Boulevard and College Avenue downtown.
Performance issues are more common than you think. Over 25% of new performance cases are guys under the age of 40. There's no reason for men to turn to weird solutions or do nothing at all when they can turn to medicine and science. 4hims.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. Hims connects men with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat performance issues. There aren't any snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements, and prescription solutions are backed by science. There's no waiting room, no awkward doctor visits, no lines. And you save hours by going to 4hims.com. You just answer a few quick questions and a confidential review with a doctor, and products are shipped directly to you. Being your best means top performance. Try Hims for a month for just $5 while supplies last. See the website for details. Go to 4hims.com/OOB5. That's 4hims.com/OOB5.